Continues the Gemara Daf Chof Aleph Omed Aleph, 6 lines from the top. Omer Rav Yudom Rav Bishosh Yisrael Oilun Regel Oim Dim Tzvufim Umishtachmin Revochim. When Klai Yisrael Oilun Regel, they stand Tzvufim, they stand very cramped. Umishtachmin Revochim, and they bow down. It's Revochim with space. And Rashi says Tzvufim, what is the Lashon? Tzvufim, Lashon Tzaf, floating. Because Miroi Va'am Hoi Nitchokim Ish Be'ochiv, they were pushing one against another. Ve'ein lo mokem linto is al tzidoi lekano lekani, can't turn the right or the left. Ve'zok v'kakoyo is standing up straight like a beam. Avraglov nitolim al oretz, he was lifted off the ground, and that's loshen of tzfufim, loshen tzaf. So the chiddush, the nes was mishtachvim revochim. Meaning, zok drashi, ukshe mishtachvim v'loiflim nasilem nes v'amokem marchiv. And the place got expanded. At sheyesh b'neim arba amos, there was 4 amos between every individual. Shlo yishma ish vidui shachavera shlo yikolim. So you shouldn't hear the video of your friend and be embarrassed. So Rashi learns clearly, we're going on Yom Kippur, that you say vidui, so the mishtachim revochim was, there was dalal amos in between, they don't hear one another. This goes very good with the Beis Yosef, that says in Simen Kuf Aleph, in Or Chaim, that on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to be merim koiloi k'tzas. So melu yomerim koiloi, so melu you have to have some space in between. The Maisa, the Loshana Gemara is Bishosh Yisol Oil in the Regal, Mashmanachis Yom Kippur, all Regalim. And the Medish Kehalas Taka says that the reason why it's Mishtachim Revocha, so they shouldn't be Toya in their Tefillah from hearing other people. So even without Vidui, it's Taka Toli in Regalim too. Now, there was a Mishtachavoy in Regalim because every time you entered the Beis HaMikdash, you had to be Mishtachavit. So in Mela, it would be Negeya, even without Vidui, it would be Negeya to Regalim Taka, this Din Mishtachavoy whenever you enter the Beis HaMikdash. And in order, like it says in Medrash Kehelas, they shouldn't be Toya b'tfilosoi. Not because of Yikolim, like Rashi says, because of Vidui. That's the Yom Kippur Dafka. Zog die Gemara, v'nimshochin achas esrei amo achere beis hakapeiros. Now the Gemara assumes right now that the Ishtachavoye took place, the 11 amas behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Maariv Mor, behind the wall. Zog Gemara, my koma. Zog Gemara, hochi koma. It doesn't mean that the Ishtachavoye took place there. Afa pishem shochim achas esrei amo achere beis hakapeiros. Even though they were standing tzvufim, and they went and they cramped even in that area, and they went from the sides, like Rashi explains, in the places that the Yisrael were allowed to go, they ended up behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They were oimdim tzvufim over there. But however, when they were mishtachavim, they went back to in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they went back to the Mizrach. Mishtachim revochim. Over there they were mishtachim revochim. V'zeh echad me'asor nisim sh'nasim b'mikdosh. And this is one of the 10 nisim that took place in the Mikdosh. Zog Rashi. Nimshochin achad etzra amo achere b'es ha'koyus. Nimshochin mitoch d'orchon mispazren al p'nei o'ech yud alaf amo. They were mispazren, there's 11 amas. Shemokim d'ris rak le'Yisrael, tzofen d'orim. V'yoytzim mokim d'ris rak le'em l'chlosin d'erch b'es ha'chalifois. They went through the b'es ha'chalifois and they ended up all the way in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, and they came over there. Now, it seems to imply that they only went in the place of the Mokum of Drisus Ragli Yisrael. They didn't go into the Ezes Kahanim. However, Tosfos Ri Alavan learns that just like when it comes to Tnufa, when it comes to Smicha, the Yisrael is allowed to go for Tzorich Avoida. They're allowed to go even in the Ezes Kahanim. So over here also, this was the tzorich. Because of the tzvufim, it was tzorich, so lav davka that they had to go davka in the makom of Yisrael. So just like there's a tzorich when it comes to smicha, so who had been over here, they allowed to go in the makom that it was a tzorich for them to be there. As I state in the Rashi Menachos Daf Chav Zayin, that just like there was a makom for them to be, even in the place that Yisrael usually don't go for smicha and for tenufa, so to over here, because of the tzvufin, that was the tzorich that it could have been even in that place. Now the Gemara continues. Rashi says, "My ka'omar, min dahavmina, we thought that they're mishtachim over there. Me'achash ha'mishtachim revochim nisravach ha'mokim, if there was nishtavach revochim, idea nes, at maskiku limoshach lispashit achoy be'eskwaris, so why do you have to go behind the kaparis?" And to the Gemara, "Hochi komar, nimshochin achoyre is going on the reisha, koyde mishtachavoy, before the mishtachavoy they were stopped over there. V'ochi komar,
even though they were stooped over there, they went to the Mizrach, they backed up, so they were mishtachvim berevach. So we said, this is one of the tenisim, the oindim, tzvufim, mishtachim, revochim, is one of the tenisim that took place in the Mikdosh. The Tanan is a mission of us that says, asochim nisim nasim beis ha-mikdosh, there were tenisim that took place in beis ha-mikdosh. Lo yipilo isha miriach psara kodesh. A woman did not lose her child. She wasn't mapel vlad from the reach of psara kodesh. After all, if you smell it and you don't get to eat it, so it could be a sakona for the vlad. So she wasn't mapel vlad. Now, Rashi says, "Ubro shenis avso leechol mi psar atzli kshemayl reach." So she wasn't mapped of vlad. Is mashma that the nest was that she wasn't mapped of vlad? That even though she didn't eat it, she wasn't mapped of vlad. Now we know pikuach nefesh is derech kol terekula. Ain't allowed to eat even baser kochim kochim. If it's a question of sakonas afosh, pikuach nefesh is derech everything. The Teret says over here they were soymich on the nest. They were taka soymich on the nest that lo yipilo isha ubra, so they didn't feed her because be'etz mitadich is pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to eat. But vibalt they knew that lo yipilo, they're going to be lo yipilo, so we're taka soymich on the nest. That's how the Siach Yitzchak learns. Others learn that no, the nest gufu was that she wasn't its ava for the bosser. So she wasn't its ava, so Mela didn't have to feed her. But Eidech Lami, if she would want it, and she would be its ava, Pikuach Nefesh would be doing everything. He would take after feed her, and take ain't same chan alanes. Azoizak de Ben Yehoyodo. Continues the Mishnah and Ovis that the Gemara brings, that the second nest was, besides that lo yipilo isham rech psa kodesh, lo yisriach psa kodesh moilom. It never spoiled the psa kodesh. After all, you have the psar kodesh, you have chalovim, you have evorim, that are nikter, bizman shem merubim, so in order to shum be a psulina, you're mailin l'roish mizbeach. That means it was in l'roish mizbeach, it could have been there for a few days, and that's what Rashi and Ovis learned, even in the summer month, and it wasn't spoiled. And the Meiri says that it's talking about psar shlomim, that a nechal shtei yomim, the point is it weren't spoiled. And that's shat the lashon of me'oilom, zok the Meiri, that even in Moisa Chama. Rabbi Yashiv says that it's in the Oris, he says that it's going on by Sheni, and that's a chiddush, that the Lashon HaGemara is, lo yisriach psa kodesh me'oilom, me'oilom means even in Bayis Sheni, because certain nisim were only in Bayis Rishon, not Bayis Sheni. We know there was a minimal nisim, there were less nisim, there was less shechina, hashalosh shechina in Bayis Sheni. The Oren wasn't there, the Kaporis, so he says, me'oilom, the yisriach psa kodesh, that was even in Bayis Sheni, based on the Medrash Shmuel, that's how I learned this Gemara. HaKaponim, either me'oilom means even in the Moitz HaChama, or me'oilom means, based on the Medrash Shmuel, and obvious, even by the time of Bayis Sheni. There was no zvuv that was seen in the basement of the Azora, even though, after all, there was a lot of meat, and there was a lot of reasons for zvuvim to be there. There was no carry b'yom kippurim. Now, even though they did all type of tachbulos, they kept the coin up, they snapped the fingers, they learnt with him, they made sure he didn't sleep. Zokta Masha, that even though they did all these tachbulos, but ain't same chenal a nes, so that's why that's taka a nes. So they did these tachbulos even though it was a nes. V'lo nimtza psul ba'oimer, v'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim, there's no psul in the oimer, and v'shtei alechem and the lechem aponim, zok drashi, the chiddush is, because if there would have been a psul, then ain achel ovi tachtov, you can't bring another one in its place, the oimer, shu nikta b'lel motziyontiv, it was only cut l'el motziyontiv of Pesach. V'ein ma'abin nikta elok fishir, you can't do more than the shir of Yisorim, menupa yud gemanapa. And likewise, the alechem neforim erev yontif. Ve'en afi yosin dech yontif. Ve'im yivsol v'urbin epsula yefa acheres biyontif. And likewise, lechem aponim. It was nefan erev Shabbos. And im yivsol ein chiluf. You can't exchange it. You can't bake now on Shabbos. Va'al shulchan oimid reikom at Shabbos abo. It would stand empty until the next week. So that was an S. That lo nimtza psul ba'oimid b'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim. Oim dim tzufim, that's the nest that we're talking about in our sugya. Oim dim tzufim, mishtachim revochim. Weiter, it says, v'lo hizik nochesh v'akrib yushalayim me'oilom. A nochav, an akrib, a scorpion, we never mazik a person me'oilom. V'lo yoma odom l'chavero tzali amokim sha'olin b'yushalayim. A person never said, tzali amokim, there's no room over here. But they stayed in Yushalayim, they overnight, there's an issa, you're not allowed to leave if you come from Rogolim. Frek the Gemara, these are the asorah nisim. So it starts off nisim in Mikdosh, but the last two are nisim in Yushalayim. The Akrov, the Nochash in Yerushalayim, and the Tzali Amokim. Possible Mikdash Vesim Yerushalayim. Zog the Gemara, no, you're right. There's another two in Mikdosh that we didn't mention. Iketat achanaisa be Mikdosh. There's another two. The Tanya. Me'olam le'kovuk shom eish shal atzi amarocha. Rain never extinguished the fire of the atzi amarocha. There was no canopy. There was nothing covering it. So the rain was exposed. It was never extinguished. Ibrahim Velozhner writes in Ruach Chaim that Geshem refers to Gashmi. Like we know the Gemara in Tainis, Geshem is Parnosa. And learning the Torah, the Eish HaTorah, that's a Mizbeach. Mizbeach is Talmud Chochem, the Eish is the Torah. So, it's Shver. The Eibusha could have made it that it shouldn't rain. Why do you have to make a nest that it rained and it didn't extinguish? The Eibusha wanted to show Bereish Golui, that a person shouldn't think that I can't learn Torah because I have to go Isaac with Parnosik. I can't learn. Torah and Parnosik don't go together. Zog Chazal over here that know that the Eish of the was never extinguished even with the Kshomim. Even when a person has Parnosa, don't think that Parnosa takes away from an iota from your learning. Your learning has to be supreme, that the Parnosa shouldn't take away from it. The oil of Parnosa is not a reason when a person says, I'm Osuk and I can't be Oitzik B'Torah because I'm Osuk B'Parnosa. Fakert, the Kshomim never extinguished the Eish HaMarocha. And then he says, likewise, in the next Gemara, the Gemara says, V'oshon lekivuk shom Eish al Shall atzi amarocha, v'oshon amarocha, and the smoke of the marocha that went straight up. Afilu kol ruchas shabayilim boys from the nashus boy. Even if all the ruchas pushed it away, ein mezizas oisimim koyma. It didn't move. So he says the same remez that the ruach. If a person learns bekvias, the Talmud Chacham, he's not going to be replaced. He's not going to be moved. He's not going to be stirred. Tzadik atoma yifroch. He goes straight up. And that's the remez of the ruach is not menashev. All the ruachs in the oilam is not mezizinoisavi. So these two you're replacing, and v'su lekar. These are the only nisim. There are no other nisim that we had in the base of mikdash. V'atani we learned in the brayse. Rav Shammai beKal Noiva, Rashi says v'shem mokum. He said Shammai from Kal Noiva said shivrei kli cheres nivloim b'mkoymon. The shivrei kli cheres of Rashi you're mevashel kotche kotchim. Now the blias of those klicheres are nesa because of noiser. After all, there's meat in there, which becomes noiser. V'tunin shvira, you have to break them. Kiddush Sivit says in the pasuk, v'klicheres asher tevusha bo yishover. U'shviras b'makom kodesh, and you have to break them in the makom kodesh, kamrim l'osam izvachim. V'im ein ivloyin, if they wouldn't have been absorbed in the ground, nimtu ashposo yishar shvorim ba'azor, it would have been a heaps of shvorim. So in Mela, the nes was that they were nivla b'karka. Shivrei klecheres nivloim b'mkoymon. Now, even after the shvira, zok de mitzva, maybe after the shvira, take it out of the azara. Says no. He says just like psar kodesh, you can't take out. So to the blias, even after shvirasam, you would not be able to take out because this would answer the teishonim's kasha. Teishonim asks over in the b'masra shivrei klecheres. On that mitzvah says it blibes the psula yoitza. Just like psak kodesh you can't take out, so what in the shivrei kalim, even though you broke them, you have to break them, klichers hashuvushal yishover, but you can't take it out, you have to place it on the ground, and it was nivloim b'mkoymom, that was the gneza, that was benes that took place. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'om rabaya, moiro v'noitza, the moiro, of the oil sa'if and the noitza, and likewise dishum is beach apnim v'dish nam neira. Likewise, all those dishum, these ashes, when ivloim bim koymon. Zok the Gemara, psulei tlosa have a chashvino bechad. Zok Rashi, the psul of oimer and shtei alechem alechem aponim, that we said that there was no psul found in them. Why are they counted as three? They should count it as one. So the Gemara says the enechanami, they counted as one. So oy bazoi. Apik trei, take out two that we mentioned before, because all the three of psulim are really one. Va'ayil trei, and insert these two that we're putting in right now. The shivrei klicheres, the nivloim b'mkoymon, and mayro v'noitze v'dishem izbeach apnim v'dishem anero, nivloim b'mkoymon. So you're replacing two. Frek di gemora, if that's the case, yochi bluin amitre have chashvinu b'chad. These bluin, sai of the klicheres, shivrei klicheres nivloim b'mkoymon, and sai moiro v'noitze v'dishem izbeach apnim v'dishem anero nivloim b'mkoymon. Those are all nivloim. They should be counted as one. So you're not replacing them with two. So you're writing now down to nine. You took out two and you're only putting in one. So you're down to nine. Zog di gemora chosrulu. So you're missing one. It's not ten nisim. It's nine. So Gemara, Ikanami Achit, there's another one. The Omer Rav Shimon Levi, Nes Goloi Nasi Belechem Aponim. There was a Nes Belechem Aponim. Silukoi Kesiduroi. When you removed it, it's like when you placed it. It remained hot. Shenema, Posek and Shmuel, Losum Lechem Choyim B'yoymi Lochoi. So it was hot bread. So Drashi, Silukoi Kesiduroi, Kshemesalkinoi Sadayin Ucham. So the Ritva says the choim, it was seen because the hevel, the smoke came out of it, and that was shown to the oil of Golem, like the Gemara is going to show in a second that they showed it to the oil of Golem. Zog the Gemara again, the Omer Shuban Levi, Nes Gol Hoy Nes, but Lechem Aparim Sluk, Sidur, Shnema Losum, Lechem Choim, Beyomi Lechoy. In fact, Mobbe Su Lecha, there aren't any more. Va Omer Rab Levi, Dova Zem Sers, Beyodeni Mabbe Sidim Mokom, Oren Enem in Amida. The Mokom of the Oren was not in Amida. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amis. So and the Oren itself had 10 Amis on each side of it. So how could the Oren be a part of the Mida if there's 10 on each side? That whole the whole area was only 20 wide. So must be the Oren is not min Amida. And the Ben Yoyada says from here we can derive that when it comes to Hitzos Talmud Torah, they're not part of the Mida, not part of the Chesben of Mezainosim Shal Adam Ksuvim Lo Mirashana Rashana. The Oren ain't min Amida. The Talmud Torah is not min Amida, and it's not part of the Chesben of Mezainosim Shal Adam Shektuvim Mirashana Rashana. Zok the Gemara. V'om Rav Noi, Om Hashmuel, Kruvim B'nes HaYoyimdim. The Kruvim were also B'nes. Why? Because after all, the wings of the Kruvim were 5 Amis. So there were 2 Kruvim. So each one had 2 wings. So that's 5 Amis, 5 Amis, 5 Amis, 5 Amis. That's 20 Amis. 20 Amis of wings. How could 20 Amis of wings be in the area that's only 20 Amis? What about the goof of the Kruvim themselves? The wings take up 20 Amis. 5 Amis each wing, and each one had 2 wings. But what about the goof? Zog Rashi, Nimtzi Oy ve'aguf enim en amida. So the Kruvim b'nes HaYoyim, they mean the goof are not part of the amida. So L'choy, why is this not counted? And for the Gemara, Nisi Devroi Kachoshev, we're only counting Nisim that were seen to Klaisol in the Azorah. Mashenkin, what took place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Nis, or even Lechem Aponim, which is inside, Nisi Devroi Loi Kachoshev. And then Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, if you don't count in the inside, Soi Bazoi, Yochel Lechem Aponim Nami, Nisi Devroi Yavoi, it's mice is Nisi Devroi, it's not seen, it's in the inside. And we counted Lechem Aponim before, that's Sidluka Kisiduroi. And for the Gemara, Lechem aponim nisi devroihu. It's considered outside ness. Because the maise, they lifted the shulchan to show the fact that the smoke emanates and it's like a cham ksiluka kisiduroi. So Gemara, lechem aponim nisi devroihu. The Omer Shlokesh, Maidich Siv, state in the Pasuk, ala shulchan ator. The shulchan is called shulchan ator. It's michlal that it would have been mekabel tuma. It happens to be tor. Zog Gemara, tor michlal shu tome. In fact, Gemara, how could it be mekabel tuma? After all, Zog Gemara, chafal from the days, kliyetze osalin nachasu. We learn from sack that it creates is dumi le sack. Just like a sack is only mekabel tumah when it's metal to molav reikon, but something that's not movable is not mekabel tumah. Well, since it creates also the nachas, it's meant to remain, the shulchan is, remains in its place. V'chol creates also the nachas in mekabel tumah. V'choytzitz mei atumah, it's also a choytzitz. So eba zoi, why is it called shulchan ator? It's not shaykh mekabel tumah. Elo! For the regalim. So that's the pshat, even though it's bikavoi, it's lifted, even though it, you might think it's also the nachas, it's not also the nachas. It's lifted. So mele, it's taka mekabel tumah, and that's what's called shulchan ator. But the point is, it's meant for the, it might be in the gavoi, but it's meant for the regalim to see from the outside. We tell them, look at the love the Ebesha has to you. It's hot, it remains hot. You see the hevel coming out. And the reason why they didn't lift the bread itself, Zok the Ritva, because you're not allowed to be mase the bread from the shulchan itself only on Shabbos. And Roiv Regolim, when the Regolim came, the Oil Regolim was in a weekday. So you couldn't remove the bread itself. So you had to lift the shulchan itself. So that's why it's not, it's metaltel. It's not pshat in, it's also the nachas, not metaltel molav reikon. It was metaltel to show the Oil Regolim. Now the fact that it was metaltel, Tosin Chagiga Chavov says they were metaltel the Klei HaMishkan, including the Shulchan. That's not called being metaltel. Be'etzem, it's not called being metaltel. But if not for the fact that they lifted for other regalim, because that's not called the tiltel b'fnei atzmai. That's tiltel of all the kelim. But shaking the tiltel of the Shulchan on its own, you would think it's also the nachas. On that, we say that no, it is metaltel because they lifted it for the other regalim. Now Tosin points out, and Rashi brings it too, that it's called the Klei Eitz. Zok Teis is Beshil Miseches Chagiga Poich for Metzupe Zov. The Meister the Shulchan had Zov covered. Um mochiach masisim misachas kelim. The boss a tzipa zini go after the tzipa, and obviously it's called zav. And obviously it's bechal not compared to sack that it has to be metaltal. Umeshani shani shulchan rachmona kai eitz. The Torah calls it eitz. The chsev hamizbeach eitz sholish amos ad uksiv aydaber and lize al shulchan. So since it was called rachmona kai eitz, so mele it has a din of eitz, and it would be have to be considered metalta molav reikon, and that we say it's taka metalta for the oil golem, and that's why it's taka called a nes mi evroi, and it's not mi gavoi, even though it might be located physically mi gavoi. All right, we'll stop over here. Daf chof aleph omid beis, and the Gemara says v'su leikah.